The Breakfast Bus with Alana and Nika.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
Sitting on the bus with Brothers Osborne. You guys, congratulations on all the success this
year.
Thank you.
2018's been a pretty good year for you guys.
It has been. 2017's been a great year. You know, it's funny. I just saw a post that we were down in New Orleans on radio tour, which we were just talking about a second ago. In 5 years ago.
2003 or 2013. Sorry, it felt like 2003.
Yeah, but we're 2013. Clearly not good at arithmetic. But no, it was 5 years ago, and it's really crazy to. I remember distinctly sitting on the balcony there on Bourbon Street, and where we have come from then till now. It's really been day and night. You know, it's been a wild ride. It's awesome to be out here tonight. Last time we were here, I think it was with Stapleton. Now we're out here with Dirk, yeah. One of your very own.
There we go. Yeah, Arizona native.
Yeah, homeboy. And the people are going to bring it tonight, too. Because
we're going to bring it. They better.
I heard that his mom has a 60-person guest list.
Holy
yes.
Smokes.
So that's it's gonna be a party.
She's like, that's my boy on stage.
Oh, yeah, she's a proud mama.
No, you guys have been on the tour so far. You're loving it, just soaking it all in.
These are the best people in the world. I mean, y'all have met Dirks. And, you know, a lot of these things come from the top down. Usually if it's a weird tour, if it's bad vibes, it's a lot of times it's because the artist gives bad vibes. But there are zero bad vibes about Dirks Bentley. He is 100% positivity all the time. He's always joking, always laughing, doesn't take himself seriously at all. And I don't know, it's just relaxed. It feels like a family here.
Do you guys do a lot of writing when you're on tour, or do you kind of save that for other times?
We don't do a ton of it. You know, we try to. John and I get distracted relatively easily. So, but we love to write, and we write a lot. It's something we've always really prided ourselves on. It's something we've done a long time growing up in Nashville. We've written both of our records ourselves. But now, you know, we get out here, and there's a lot of fun stuff going on. You all popping in, and just there's always something going on, and it's a little hard for me to concentrate. But we have occasionally. There's a couple songs on our last record, Port St. Joe, that we wrote on the road, and there will be some on this next record that would have happened that way as well.
I'm glad you brought up Port St. Joe, because I feel like in life there are dreams and there are goals, and weed, whiskey, and Willie would have to be goals.
Goals? It's not that hard to get any of those out here. So your goals are set way too low. But, you know, that's three of our favorite things, you know. Getting a little baked and drinking some good whiskey and listening to some great country music. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Just don't try. Don't do it in the car while you're driving. Do it in the comfort of your own home like a responsible adult.
Can I just hang out with you guys for the rest of the tour?
Sure, man.
I'll be reporting live, Alana.
Good. He'll be like,
and Nico's still on the dirt.
We got to check off early, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys getting ready to go to the UK? How much fun is that going to be? It's weird as you know, obviously in the Southwest and in the U.S., especially the West Coast. I think we're all huge country music fans. But to go to the U.K., there's a huge fan base there.
Massive. There is. They don't really separate music into genres as much as we do here. They have some categories, but they really just kind of put it in two categories. Either they like it or they don't.
Right.
And we've really been able to go over there and kind of cultivate a fan base based on people that have been exposed to country and love it. But there's a lot of people who haven't. And they have this conceived notion of what it is, and in their mind they just think it's just like the hokiest, crappiest music on the planet. And you get over there and you start playing that for them, and they're like, "Wow, I didn't realize this was there." So we've had a lot of success going over there, and we'll go back this time, and we'll be bringing John's very beautiful and talented wife Lucy with us, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's that you pointed that out. The BBC, especially, they just put out music, like, and in the UK,
it's Radio
they're big
1
fans
and Radio
of musicianship,
2.
Right? So it's like,
exactly,
you either like the music or you don't.
Yeah, I think there's like an element of you know, I think the closer you get to Nashville, the more spoiled people get, because they get it all the time. I mean, you think a brand new artist that can only afford to travel in a van, they're going to hit all the surrounding states.
Right.
And you do that all the way up to big nationwide touring acts. So they get it a lot. But you go over to somewhere like the UK or Canada, or, I mean, we went to Brisbane, Australia. The further you get away from your home state, the people just eat it up because they don't get it all the time. They're hungry for it. And there's so much great country music out at the moment. And I think it's a really good time for our genre. And it shows when you go overseas how people are really lapping it up.
We are so grateful to have you guys in country music because you guys are so kick-ass. From the songs you write to the songs you sing, I get excited every time I see, every time Nick calls me and says, hey, got a new brothers for you. And I'm like, yeah.
Play them all. We don't
play
care.
Play them all. Lots of times.
Oh, well, in fact, I've got three or four new ones here. thanks for saying that, though. We really appreciate it. We've, you know, and it's really wild that we've been touring through some of these areas now for years, and that's something that's always really crazy to, for us to experience. Is we come here when no one knows who we are, and we play to a couple people at just a radio something at the radio station set up for giveaways, and you play to like 20 people that hardly even care. They're just there for the free pizza or whatever they show up for.
Right.
And then you come back again, and it does start growing and growing. And for those who are listening that are aspiring singer-songrwriters, you know, it really, you do have to start at the very bottom. And, you know, I thought when I got a record deal, it was just, oh, I'm going to come raining in. You know, I just want to get checks in the mailbox for doing nothing. But, you know, I didn't realize that it was really just an admission to the hardest task in my life, which was climbing the mountain of the music business. And I'm very grateful for it now, having looked back.
You guys do have a new single coming out.
We do. Yeah.
We do, yeah. Just in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that. What day is today? What is it, July right now? I have no idea what day it is. But yeah, it's like a week and a half. Yeah, it's called I Don't Remember Me Before You. And we're stoked about it. It's awesome. We love this song. I mean, we're proud of every song on the record. It just kind of seemed like the natural progression of where this song or where this we should go in our journey of releasing singles. And we're pumped about it.
Yeah, it'll be our second single also off of Port St. Joe to follow up after Shoot Me Straight. And we'll be playing it tonight. So if you get out here tonight, you can see us play it live.
Perfect. Thank you, Brothers Osborne.
Thanks, y'all.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30
on the new Camel at 107.9.